Welcome back to the Louisiana Seafood Trail. Do you hear those sounds? Waves are crashing and shorebirds are calling your name when you come to visit beaches just south of Lake Charles. Located along the sandy shores of the Gulf of Mexico, the beaches include Rutherford, Mays, Long Dunn, Little Florida, Gulf Breeze, Constance, and let's not forget Holly Beach, sometimes referred to as the Cajun Riviera. At any of these tranquil saltwater beaches, you may find yourself immersed in the practice of collecting seashells, also known as shelling. Visitors will find their pockets and bags lined with shells such as the angel wing, Atlantic coquina, Florida fighting conch, and blood arc. Some may even land a few sea beans. Though not shells are beans, sea beans are truly collectible. These seeds travel the ocean waters from South America and find their way to the shores of the Gulf. Oyster shells are also among the beautiful mix of finds at these beaches. Their shells and tasty flesh aside, did you know that oysters improve the clarity of the waters they inhabit? This is great news for Louisiana beachgoers. Calcasieu Lake, which feeds fresh water to these Gulf of Mexico beaches, houses a vibrant oyster harvesting industry and is the soon-to-be home of Cameron Parish's very own Alternative Oyster Culture Park, also known as an AOC park. One of a handful in the state, the AOC park will include multiple oyster farms, each with oysters grown in anchored floating cages or bottom place cages. This method protects the oysters from both natural predators and hurricanes. To learn more about alternative oyster culture, please visit www.laseafoodfuture.com/AOC.